RNZ National and the government today announced a major restructure to New Zealand's health system. The 20 district health boards will be replaced by one new body, Health New Zealand, which will plan services for the whole population. This also includes a Māori health authority and a new public health agency, which will target widespread health problems like smoking and try to prepare for pandemics and epidemics. The country's 30 primary health organisations, or PHOs, which are large regional networks of GPs and primary care, will also be ditched. Dr. David Hill is Executive Director of Health Hub Project in Palmerston North, who describe themselves as a social enterprise organisation. And he joins me now. Good evening, David.
Good evening.
What do you think about today's health shake-up?
Not before time. I think certainly the DHB PHO model was very much past its sell-by date. I would say I would reserve judgment about how a large super bureaucracy is going to work. Whether it'll serve healthcare better is yet to be seen. But as they say, the devil will definitely be in the detail. What happens on the ground? How does it change what we do in delivering healthcare? As far as the Māori health body will be, I think it's, I had reservations about it at the beginning when it was first mooted. And I think it's rather sad that we have to have it, but we have to acknowledge that there is enormous inequity in New Zealand, especially in health. And maybe the Māori Health Authority is the way to address that inequity. I just think it's rather sad that that's what we have to do.
So you talked about bureaucracy. Do you think it's going to be management heavy?
I think that is a risk. What I desperately think we need is a change of culture. And Mr. Little spoke a lot about technology. And I don't think that there is a place for technology unless we change the culture of our organisations to allow, if you like, technology to work and enable those people doing the work. What has tended to happen is technology really just becomes an added process to what we do, which actually complicates what we do. It doesn't streamline what we do. So I think there is a risk that we could become more bureaucratic, not less bureaucratic. But let's see. I think there is a room, and certainly it's something we're working on at the Health Hub Project, is actually making technology available not only for improving patients' view of their own health, but also for the providers, not only doctors, but all providers, having access to information about their clients and how health can be improved. And it's not only about what healthcare providers do, but also what other things go on for that individual. So I think they're really important. So in that respect, I think isolating health and looking at reform in health alone is perhaps siloing health too much. We really have to look at other things that contribute to poor health and perhaps put those together as clusters: environment, poverty, social welfare, and so on.
When you talk about Health New Zealand perhaps becoming too bureaucratic, do you mean in the same way that the NHS is?
Yes, I do. I sort of probably old enough to remember the Thatcher days of you know, why we set up these management systems in the NHS, and I was working in the NHS at the time. I want the doctors to doctors and the managers to manage. What we actually succeeded in creating was silos. We created the management silo and the doctor silo, and I see this so transparently in our DHBs in New Zealand. So you created two classes. There's a management class and a doctor class, and there the twain shall meet, and they don't talk. If they do talk, they talk different languages. So the people actually doing the work of delivering healthcare don't really have a control over their own destiny. The thing that gets in the way is the bureaucracies. So you could see that happening, and I think what happens certainly in healthcare and the NHS, it is grossly overmanaged. The people delivering the healthcare have very little say in how it's delivered.
And do you think this new body will take that on board and look at perhaps the mistakes that the NHS have made?
It depends whether the people Let me step back. I look at the people, without being critical of the people, but I look at the people who around the Simpson report, and very few of them were actually people delivering healthcare. Most of them are bureaucrats. If you ask bureaucrats a question about how it should be looking, they'll tell you a bureaucratic answer. So I can't. If I'd like to be optimistic, to think that this body will actually allow those people doing the work to design and ultimately go towards self-managing the things that they do. But I wouldn't hold my breath on that. If we're being really radical in what we do and think, is actually letting go of management so only a few people there are managing, and they're managing what the people doing the work do. In other words, facilitating that free hand of the people actually doing the work. The people who know what needs to happen are the people actually doing the work, not managers sitting in an office or working in a transitionary way.
I'm interested in what you said about technology being more of a burden as it stands now. What can you explain what that means?
I think what can happen, and I see this so much, especially in hospitals, is that systems, new IT systems are introduced, but what they do is they add to the systems we've already got, without any change in the processes, the working processes we have. So all we're doing, for example, I was one of the clinical directors in the ED in Palmerston North. So I had a whole number of systems there we had to log in. There was the clinical system, there was the laboratory-based system, there was the radiology-based system. So for every customer that we had in, we had to keep logging in and out of different systems. And yet all the other processes around were the same. So it just takes longer to do things. So we're just adding more and more processes to what we're already doing. What we need is something that actually streamlines everything, puts all the knowledge and information together in one place. And if we look at technology and where technology is going with artificial intelligence and machine learning, we should be able to do that. We're in a position to be able to do that now. We just need that investment.
And do you think this is what Andrew Little is referring to when he's referring to technology?
I think he is. And I suppose what I hope for in this new agency is that actually it does not stifle innovation from those people doing the work. It actually allows, it looks at new ideas and actually enables us to trial and test them. But what I have to reinforce, and this is something that we, and it is a difficult one, you have to change the culture of those people doing the work as well. You know, our culture within healthcare, first of all, we're used to being told what to do. We have these hierarchies and linear management, whether we're doctors, nurses, or any other workers. That doesn't necessarily empower people doing the work to do what they should be doing, the way we're trained. And we have to change that thinking. The Health Hub project has no linear management. We're a flat organisation. We try to work in I suppose the idea is parity of esteem. And it's allowing those people doing the work to be empowered to do the things that they need to do for the person in front of them, the patient. And it's incredibly important. It's changing the culture, the way we think around hierarchies.
Very good, David. Thank you for joining us tonight.
It's a great pleasure. Thank you for listening.